talk is given by Udo Steinberg. I'm excited about Udo because Udo hasn't been giving a talk here for many years, I think.
Six years.
Now he's back to talk about new developments in the Nova world. Udo.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here too. Let's first do a little poll. Who of the audience has heard of Nova or who has worked with Nova? Maybe a quick show of hands. Okay, I think about half the folks. So today I'll be giving a talk about Nova Hypervisor on ARMv8a, which is our port of Nova to the most recent ARM architecture. And since only half of you know Nova very well, the first part of the talk will go a little bit into detail about what Nova is and where we came from. Then the second part of the talk, I'll talk about virtualization on ARMv8a. ARM-A is the A profile. For the performance course, there's also ARM-R for real-time course and ARM-M. We are talking about Cortex-A. And then I'll conclude the talk with the current status. We'll do a little demo here. We've already put some equipment here, and then I'll talk a little bit about roadmap. So those of you who've been following the microkernel dev room today, you've seen this system, which is Nova on x86, already in action when Norman gave his talk on Gnode. So Nova on x86 is a system that has existed for more than 10 years. And the way that virtualization works on x86 is that without the virtualization extensions, you have two processor rings, really four, of which only two are used. You have ring 0, which is used by the kernel, and ring 3, which is user mode. And you have an operating system and applications running in those two modes. With virtualization, these rings are now called guest rings, which is why we call them ring 0, G, and ring 3, G. And you get the same set of rings duplicated for host mode. We have ring 0, H, and ring 3, H. So ring 0 host is occupied by the Nova microhypervisor, and ring 3 host is occupied by what we call hyperprocesses. And the whole Gnode framework that you saw two talks ago is a framework that runs in ring 3 host. It's interesting to note that the Nova microhypervisor is the only component that runs privileged, and everything else, all the colorful apps that run in the host and everything that runs in guest runs deprivileged. And there's a little footnote there that says, obviously, we have no control of firmware. What's also interesting to note is that we give every virtual machine its own instance of a user-level virtual machine monitor, which means that should something go wrong in a virtual machine, should you have a VM escape, should an instruction not be virtualized properly or something like that, then a VM escape will only affect that VMM instance, and the rest of the system will not be affected. So now we took this system and we said, can we build something like that on ARMv8? And the next slide shows, what does Nova look like on an ARMv8 architecture? So at the bottom, we have the hardware, and then we have four privilege levels, which ARM calls execution levels. So starting at the top, we have EL0, which is user mode, EL1, which is supervisor mode, where kernel runs. EL2 is called hypervisor mode. This is where Nova lives. And then we have EL3, which is called monitor mode, in which a firmware monitor sits that can switch between a non-secure and a secure world. And we do not own this monitor. We do not control it. And we also do not control a trusted execution environment like an OPT that runs along the side. But in the world that we own, which is the top left corner, the non-secure world upwards from EL2, Nova is the only privileged component. And all the other properties that we had on x86, including a virtual machine monitor, per guest VM, and the deprivileged host environment, all of that has been carried forward to ARM. Now let's talk a little bit about Nova. Nova is a hypervisor, microhypervisor, that takes the best ideas from microkernels, capability-based systems, high-performance virtualization, and puts all of that together in a small piece of code, where the x86 version is less than 10,000, and the ARM version currently is less than 7,000 lines of code. It is based around capabilities. What does that mean? We have a bunch of kernel objects that I've shown in the middle. We have protection domains. These are address spaces. We have execution contexts. You can think of them as threads or virtual CPUs. We have portals. These are communication endpoints by which protection domains and threads inside them can communicate. And all these kernel objects cannot be referenced directly. Instead, we give every protection domain that needs to access them a capability. What is a capability? You can think of a capability as a pointer to a kernel object plus associated permissions. So possession of a capability gives you the right to invoke that capability and to access that object. And if you don't have a capability to an object, you can neither name the object nor access it. So that's a very powerful security system. SCO4 has the same, and a lot of newer microkernels do. And you can build really powerful other systems on top, as Norman has demonstrated with GNode.